You remember I spoke to the Blacktown Mayor, Stephen Barley, yesterday. I got a tip about 2 weeks ago about illegal dumping in Sydney's west at a place called Shanes Park. I was told the owner of the site at Shanes Park has allegedly been dumping waste on the property and also likely to be stealing electricity from power poles. Now, Blacktown Council and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Authority, have been investigating. After previous threats, council and EP officers requested a New South Wales police escort whenever they went to the site. Council alleged the people involved may have had links to outlaw motorcycle gangs. I've spoken off-air to the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione. They say they've got no intelligence to suggest bikie connections. This morning I received a note from Gabrielle Upton, the New South Wales Minister for Local Government and Environment. She says the EPA issued a lengthy and legal binding clean-up notice last night to the occupier with the assistance of New South Wales Police. Further legal notices to be registered property owner today via their lawyers. Clean-up notice states no further waste can be brought to the site. EPA has also erected signage saying the site is subject to a clean-up notice. No waste can be received. EPA has also engaged specialists in maintaining surveillance of the premises to monitor and record details of any vehicles entering. Gabrielle Upton has been very, very good in this instant, and she's on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Well, you haven't mucked about with these people, and it's been going on since either July last year or November last year, depending on who I talk to, and you've been involved for a bit over a week, and you've got it solved just about. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Ray, but look, this has really been a joint effort, as you mentioned. Police have been involved, the Environmental Protection Authority, the local council, and it can often take a joint effort like that to make sure we put an end to what could be illegal activity.
Well, what I said to the mayor yesterday, you can't have council officers or your officers from the EPA being too scared to go to residences or acreage because they're fearful for their safety, and then they've got to go down to either Mount Druitt or St Mary's cop shop and say, can you come with us, please? It's just not on.
Well, look, police work really well with the EPA, I've got to say. You know, the police focus on the criminal aspects of this, and we focus on the enforcement and the legal process. And as you said, we've issued those notices. They are serious offences, which we think are at play here. And there can be fines of up to $1 million if there's a company involved, $250,000 for an individual. Look, but there's also proactive work that we need to do. And I suppose two things I just wanted to mention. One is, if anybody of your, any of your listeners know of or hear of activity, which they suspect might be illegal dumping, you know, they can report that to our environment line, which is 131555. That's helpful because we like to have our ears and eyes out on this kind of illegal activity, but we're not everywhere at the same time. But also we try and do some work proactively. So one thing that I was, I'm always happy to champion is new initiatives. We're using GPS trackers on suspected illegal dumping vehicles, and that means we can keep an eye on them. And also kind of send a very strong message to those who might think they can get away with it, that we will track them as well.
Well, you've been off to a flying start, Minister, because you've only been there for a blink. And I spoke to you off-air about the garbos on the Central Coast. You immediately appointed a mediator, and I was very happy to hear when I came back to work on Monday that after mediation, the garbos' futures on the Central Coast of New South Wales have been secured. And I know they're very grateful for your intervention as well, judging by the emails they've sent to me.
Thanks, Ray. Look, you know, it takes a team to do that. But clearly, you know, the communities care about having their garbage picked up. The garbos up there do a great job. And often it just takes someone a bit aside from that, a bit independent, to say, look, we've got to sort this out. But what counts gets done. And what counts up there is that the garbage gets collected for our local community.
Well done, and thank you and congratulations. That was all it was about, to thank you very much for being a proactive minister and reacting so quickly.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Ray.
Thanks, Minister. Gabrielle Upton, who was the former Attorney General in the state of New South Wales and then went to environment and local government on two fronts, she's done a really, really, really good job.